Hi, my name is Marisa Hinojosa, and I am 16 years old.
I'm Michael Hinojosa, and I'm 18 years old.
Today is January 14th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Michael Hinojosa, who is our dad. We are recording this interview in San Antonio, Texas. And all right, let's get it going. Hi, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I would say one of the most difficult moments in my life was as a young man having to deal with the death of my sister. I was young at the time. I was, as I was going through high school, I was having to deal with a disease that she was suffering from called lupus. And she was in the hospital quite a bit, and it took up quite a bit of our family's life going through that, supporting her, and then eventually having to deal with her death.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
So the biggest influence on my life was always my father. He his name was Erasmo Hinojosa. He gave me he taught me about life and about what it took to succeed and to raise a family, a good, strong family, a faith-filled family. He taught me about hard work. You know, as a child growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. So me and my father would do landscaping in order to feed our family. And as we grew up, as I grew up, he continued to instill those things in my life. The other influence in my life was my uncle, who was a United States Marshal. And his stories of his adventures and his exciting life and his career eventually led me to pick the same career working for the government with Homeland Security.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
Of the people that I've lost in my life, I miss my father the most. And, you know, it was sometimes we take for granted the accessibility of parents and of loved ones who you can so easily approach and talk to and receive advice and guidance in the many things that we have to deal with in our lives. And I think the biggest thing that I miss is being able to go to him for that guidance and that just that beautiful, heartfelt advice that he would give.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Now, I can't tell you about one happy memory, but I can say that the birth of all three of my children were three of the happiest moments of my life. Seeing them brought into this world was beyond excitement and pleasure, and it was just a wonderful feeling that no father ever forgets.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
You know, some of the most important lessons in life that I've learned was that hard work, dedication, honesty, and integrity, and strength will get you everywhere. Your honest opinions, your faithfulness and religious pursuits, and just in being an amazing father and passing that on to your children, teaching them about church and about hard work and about things like that, I think that's the most important thing.
What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I think that the proudest things that I am, the thing I'm proudest about is probably my children's religious pursuit and their ability to be able to go to church on their own, to serve on their own, to pray on their own, to understand that a religious life and religious beliefs are important in any family and in any one person's life, in order to have compassion for your fellow man and have compassion for society. And the basis of all that is your Christian faith. And I love to see my children I'm most proud of seeing them pursue that religious faith. Professionally, the thing I'm most proud of is, I think, attaining the rank of a senior special agent and working my way up, you know, over the past 23 years from a basic line agent to a senior special agent. You know, took a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of faithful study, a lot of, you know, assignments that some people wouldn't take. So I think that professionally, I think that was my greatest achievement, was to attain that rank.
What are you most grateful for?
The thing I think that I am most grateful for is my children, my wife, my family. I think that's the most important thing that sustains anybody, any man, in any father in their life, is their family and the love that is shared, and being able to worship on weekends together and being able to share special moments and vacations and things like that. And I think that's what I'm most proud of, is the family.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think that I would like to be remembered as a good father, as a faithful servant of the government, as a faithful follower of Christ. And I think that after my death, after I go on, I think that people who look at my children and see their lives and their families' lives and their children, they'll see that I did my job right. And I think that's what I see in the future.
Do you have any regrets?
You know, I've been here 49 years on this earth. And honestly, I don't have a single regret in my life. I think I've been blessed all throughout with beautiful children, beautiful wife, beautiful home, an amazing career. I think that if you have all those things, I mean, what can you really regret? So no, I don't have any regrets in life, none.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, for my children?
My hopes and wishes for me, or for Mikey?
Okay.
So my hopes and wishes for Mikey, as well as Marisa, are I pray that they continue their studies and they stay strong in their studies and they go on to college and they excel there, as well as their walk in their faith, where their walk with Jesus. I pray that they continue to grow strong in their faith and they teach their children and instruct them in the ways of religious pursuits, to expose them to the gospel and to, you know, that's how somebody should lead their family. And I pray that as they continue to grow, that they guide their families as I've tried to guide mine.
Is there anything you want to ask us that you have never asked us before?
You know, honestly, I don't have any questions for my children. I don't have any questions for Mikey or Marisa. I just don't, because we have an open relationship, and I think that if anything has ever come up, that my children would be able to come to me and ask me anything, and I would be able to provide them an honest, straightforward answer with the love that a father should give. And so for me to ask a question is kind of, I mean, with the way we are, there's no need for me to ask something that I've never asked you before. Because if I had a question in the past, I would ask you and I'd receive an answer, and that's just our relationship, and I love that.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told us that you want to share with us now?
I mean, if this was going to be our last conversation, I've shared pretty much everything with y'all that I've ever had in life. And if you had a question about my childhood or my career or anything that I was doing, I was open enough to share that with y'all. And I think that the only thing that I would ask is, but that's going towards the future, is I would, you know, I've always told y'all that I love you, and I always, you know, said things that you know, y'all make me extremely proud of the things that y'all do in your private lives and in your spiritual lives. And so there's not much, a whole lot more that I can say. So we'll leave it at that.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
So if a family many generations from now is listening to this, I hope and I pray that our family has continued to grow strong throughout the past generations. I hope that the religious foundation that was laid by generations before me continues and grows within this family. And those who listen to this in the future, I pray that you continue that and pass that on to your children and their children, and we continue with the following the Christian faith and leading godly lives. I also pray that it's, you know, that your lives, that you contribute to society and that you make a difference and your children make a difference. That's about it.
Well, thank you for interviewing with us. Your name once again is?
My name is Michael Scott Hinojosa. I'm 49 years old, born in San Antonio, Texas, and currently living in Helotes, Texas with my children and my wife. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, that's it.